Directions to Servants by Jonathan Swift. Although unfinished at the time of his death, Swift had circulated much of the manuscript of its many chapters for many years beforehand. We example two here. Directions to the Footman. Your employment, being of a mixed nature, extends to a great variety of business, and you stand in a fair way of being the favourite of your master or mistress, or of the young masters and misses. You are the fine gentleman of the family, with whom all the maids are in love. You are sometimes a pattern of dress to your master, and sometimes he is so to you. You wait at table in all companies, and consequently have the opportunity to see and know the world, and to understand men and manners. I confess your veils are but few, unless you are sent with a present, or attend the tea in the country, but you are called Mister in the neighbourhood, and sometimes pick up a fortune, perhaps your master's daughter, and I have known many of your tribe to have good commands in the army. In town, you have a seat reserved for you in the playhouse, where you have an opportunity of becoming wits and critics. You have no professed enemy except the rabble and my lady's waiting woman, who are sometimes apt to call you Skip Kennel. I have a true veneration for your office, because I had once the honour to be one of your order, which I foolishly left by demeaning myself with accepting an employment in the Custom House. But that you, my brethren, may come to better fortunes, I shall here deliver my instructions, which have been the fruits of much thought and observation, as well as of 7 years' experience. In order to learn the secrets of other families, tell them those of your masters. Thus you will grow a favourite both at home and abroad, and regarded as a person of importance. Never be seen in the streets with a basket or bundle in your hands, and carry nothing but what you can hide in your pocket, otherwise you will disgrace your calling, to prevent which always retain a blackguard boy to carry your loads, and if you want farthings, pay him with a good slice of bread or scrap of meat. Let a shoeboy clean your own shoes first, for fear of fouling the chamber, then let him clean your master's. Keep him on purpose for that use, and to run of errands, and pay him with scraps. When you are sent on an errand, be sure to edge in some business of your own, either to see your sweetheart or drink a pot of ale with some brother servants, which is so much time clear gained. There is a great controversy about the most convenient and genteel way of holding your plate at meals. Some stick it between the frame and the back of the chair, which is an excellent expedient, where the make of the chair will allow it. Others, for fear the plate should fall, grasp it so firmly that their thumb reaches to the middle of the hollow, which, however, if your thumb be dry, is no secure method, and therefore, in that case, I advise your wetting the ball of it with your tongue. As to that absurd practice of letting the back of the plate lie leaning on the hollow of your hand, which some ladies recommend, it is universally exploded, being liable to so many accidents. Others, again, are so refined that they hold their plate directly under the left armpit, which is the best situation for keeping it warm, but this may be dangerous in the article of taking away a dish where your plate may happen to fall upon some of the company's heads. I confess myself to have objected against all these ways, which I have frequently tried, and therefore I recommend a fourth, which is to stick your plate up to the rim inclusive in the left side between your waistcoat and your shirt. This will keep it at least as warm as under your armpit, or oxter as the Scots call it. This will hide it so, as strangers may take you for a better servant, too good to hold a plate. This will secure it from falling, and thus disposed, it lies ready for you to whip out in a moment ready warmed to any guest within your reach who may want it.